a Buckeye recruit reclassifies to the 2022 recruiting class. 8 Ohio State football players receive AP All Big Ten honors, and CJ Stroud said something very interesting during his media availability just a day ago. All that and more in this episode of Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Thursday, December 9th in the year 2021, and on location is the official hospitality partner of the NFL. It's the only place to score a once-in-a-lifetime Super Bowl ticket and experience package. Visit onlocationexp.com/SB56 for more information on or search Super Bowl on location. We are so excited for what's going on with the Ohio State football team right now. Jim Knowles just was announced and hired as Ohio State's new defensive coordinator, and an Ohio State Buckeye recruit that was a member of the 2023 recruiting class is now a member of the 2022 recruiting class and will be in Columbus very, very soon. That man is named Sonny Styles. 6'4", 215-pound recruit out of Ohio is somebody that Buckeye fans have been wanting to see on the Ohio State football field. This young man, with signing day coming up, he will be signing his national letter of intent on December 15th with a ceremony that is timed to start at 3 p.m. Eastern time. I am looking forward to seeing this young man play football at Ohio State. And we have another reclassification. Since I have been the host of this podcast, starting in October, I believe my first episode was in October of 2020, there have been 3 Buckeyes that have reclassified. Amici Johnson in basketball in December, I believe, of 2020, joined the team a few weeks later, reclassified. That was something that Chris Holman and his coaching staff members talked about due to injuries and really no depth in the backcourt. They reached out, Amici Johnson reclassified, and he joined the team. That was in December of 2020. And then the Quinn Ewers thing started in August of this year. He left the team, transferred, announced his transfer in December of this year as well. And then now Sonny Styles. The interesting thing is, between Sonny Styles' time of him announcing it and him joining the team, there'll be a few more months in between the announcement and him joining the team. Amici Johnson's was out of more of a necessity for the Ohio State Buckeye basketball team, and he went forward and did that. But everybody knew Amici Johnson is viewed as a high school senior, played a little bit, but I don't think anybody really expected much out of him at that time. It was more so filling a void. Many Buckeye fans and people out there were chomping at the bit, wanting and hoping Quinn Ewers played football this year. He did not. There were rumors of him being homesick, and he ended up going back, believing he's going to play football at a school in Texas. With all the rumors circling and the possibility of the NIL money coming his way during this season or the upcoming season, it's possible he will be playing football at the University of Texas. But Sonny Styles is different. His dad played at Ohio State. Brother currently plays at Notre Dame. Sonny Styles there is a role for him at Ohio State. I'm not saying he's going to immediately play. I don't think that's probably going to happen. Will it be special teams? Possibly. With his 6'4", 215-pound frame, his ability to move sideline to sideline and be possibly the hybrid linebacker safety that Ohio State is looking to move forward with their 4-2-5 defense, Sonny Styles is a player that Ohio State fans will love. Will it be something where they love him immediately? And it's, hey, on day one, he's instantly in the rotation. He's instantly, or even in the starting lineup. I'm not going that far. I am not. I'm not doing that. Doing things at the high school level and being a top recruiter is one thing. Being able to instantly transfer that play and to be a big piece of the team at the highest of highest levels in college, that's something different. What I will say is, I'm very excited for Sonny Styles. I'm not really the biggest fan of the reclassification, not just because I don't think it's the wisest decision for you to make going forward. I also think you're missing out on the same thing I said about Quinn Ewers. You're missing out on memories and things going in your senior year of high school that you can't get back. But with all that in mind, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to see how this goes forward, what Sonny Styles does once he's at Ohio State, and how the coaching staff really goes about tackling this situation. You don't want to say no. You don't want to lose out on a top recruit. But also, is he going to get acclimated? I mean, I am expecting more things from him in the fall, more good things coming. Quinn Ewers came in August. Didn't really have much time to learn the playbook, to know it, learn his teammates, figure out who his teammates are and things of that nature, know who his coaches are, how they operate. Sonny Styles will be at spring practice, will be at the spring game playing, will be at all of fall camp. We'll get a full offseason from January all the way through until the beginning of the season next year. That's a big deal. It's also a big deal that Ohio State now has its upcoming recruiting class 2022, the number one and number two recruits in the state of Ohio. C.J. Hicks, number one, number 12 nationally, according to 247 Sports. And then also, Sonny Styles, number 13 nationally ranked, also according to 247 Sports. The Buckeyes still have the number one ranked recruiting class in the Big Ten. And nationally, they are still ranked at number four. Let's talk for a minute about kicking things up a notch for the big game, the grand stage. The Super Bowl. Super Bowl 56 is at SoFi. It's less than 100 days away, and On Location, the official hospitality partner of the NFL, is the only place to score a once-in-a-lifetime Super Bowl ticket and experience package to the big game. Select your exact seats and choose from elite experiences featuring an exclusive pregame celebration with college stars turned NFL legends, Troy Aikman, Marcus Allen, Tim Brown, and more. Plus, accommodations at five-star LA hotels and food by the great Wolfgang Puck. Visit onlocationexp.com/SB56 for more information or search Super Bowl On Location. That's onlocationexp.com/SB56 or search Super Bowl On Location. This is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software. To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/lockedonncaa. Head to netsuite.com/lockedonncaa for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/lockedonncaa. You are tuned into and tapped into Locked On Buckeyes here on a Thursday, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. I want to remind everybody to make sure, and I want to thank those that do make Locked On Buckeyes their first listen of every single day. Feel free to take a picture when you're listening to the podcast, either a screenshot, tweet that thing out, or a picture of your dash, or wherever you are listening to Locked On Buckeyes, tweet it out. Tag me in it at jsteven07. I will give you a retweet. Also, on the Instagram story, at jsteven07 there as well. Share it there. Share wherever you follow me, you find me, tag me in it. I will share that thing out to let everyone know where they should be to stay up to date with their Ohio State football and basketball teams. Award season is here. Everyone's handing out awards, from the Duke Walker Award, the best running back in college football, to the Heisman Trophy winner of this season. I am all for the awards, and I like what college football does, honoring different players for their achievements and how they played this season. Well, the AP Big Ten awards were handed out, and eight Buckeyes received honors in this for this award by the AP. Very excited. This bunch was a lot of fun to watch this year. There's one more game that will be played, so we still have time to see how these players will prepare over a month time, 15 bowl practices to prepare for the Utah Utes. But looking at back at the last 12 games, or how this team played over the 12 games in this season, 8 Buckeyes received AP All Big Ten honors. They go as follows. We'll go just right down the list. Wide receiver, Chris Olave. First team offense, Chris Olave. First team offense, Nicholas Petit-Frere. There, Mumford, first team offense as well. Quarterback, C.J. Stroud, probably expected first on the first team offense for this one. First team defense, Haskell Garrett, defensive tackle. He made that along with P.J. Mustafer from Penn State. Mustafer was the other D-tackle from Ohio State that received AP All Big Ten honors. The AP only had one Ohio State defender that made the cut for cornerback for the Big Ten. Riley Moss from Iowa, the Cam Taylor Britt from Nebraska. Those were the two corners. Those of you thinking and wondering, where is Denzel Burke? Second team offense, Garrett Wilson made the cut. Also, second team offense, Travion Henderson. On the defensive side of the ball, Denzel Burke was a corner on the second team defense for the All Big Ten. I'm looking now through it. Co-offensive players of the year for the AP, C.J. Stroud was on that, and that is it. This is a lot. I'll go through some other players wondering, where's Jackson Smith and Jigba? Where are some other players? Where's Still Chambers? Where are some other players from Ohio State that weren't there? Those of you that love DeJuan Jones, I am not surprised that DeJuan Jones did not make the cut. I've been a big fan of DeJuan Jones going back to high school, but I am not surprised DeJuan Jones did not receive the honor of making the AP All Big Ten team. Some other notables, wide receiver David Bell. Now, there are only two wide receivers that made the All Big Ten team that they are voted upon. Seems very, very odd to me. And in period of football, where there are going to be three wide receivers primarily on the field for most teams out there, they have still gone back to the two wide receivers, two running back. Look, I have no knock with two running backs, but I do think at some point you may want to knock off one running back and then put up one wide receiver, because most teams run three wide receiver sets in college football right now. And so David Bell was the wide receiver that made it for the first team, the other first team wide receiver. The other second team wide receiver is Jahan Dotson. So it's very tough. I mean, you could have easily said Jackson Smith and Jigba over Chris Olave for this would have been a justifiable thing based off how the season went and how the two players played the football this season. I do think Smith and Jigba will be on the AP All Big Ten team next year. There's only two teams, not three, so that is part of the reason why he was not there this season. But it's just motivation. Use it as motivation to go ahead and move forward. The Buckeye football team, these players can use this, and I think they should use this as motivation, not just going forward for this year, but also for next year as well. A player like DeJuan Jones, a player like Still Chambers, not surprised Tyreek Smith and Zach Harrison were not awarded, were not on this at all. Ronnie Hickman may be one player. That may be the only player here. I'm going to run through this very quickly. Make sure I didn't overlook something in my notes. Does not look like it. Does not at all. Ronnie Hickman is the only player that I would say should be here based off how he plays. Now, he is more of a hybrid. He does play a lot of strong safety, though. It was really weird when they put him in the box and they ran a 4-3 with him at the outside linebacker. I'm like, he's like 205 pounds. He's not an outside linebacker. Maybe put him in the box, but the alignment, the things that they were doing sometimes didn't make sense. But players can use this as motivation. The great way to view things and to get added fuel going into any season is to look at how things went previously, is to look at how your peers and those that are voting on awards viewed you and said, hey, I got one more year, I got two more years. I'm going to make sure that I can do everything in my own power to not be left off of that award list once again, Chris Olave, it's a great going out party. Garrett Wilson, we all believe, I personally believe he's going to the NFL next year. That's not set in stone just yet. I do think him going to the NFL. If I had to say who, which guy on the offense is going, Garrett Wilson's the first one underclassman I can stay again. It's going to say, yep, he's gone. He is gone. These guys earned this. The numbers say one thing. But as you look at the totality of the season, it has been very, very amazing to see the growth of the players from C.J. Stroud to Travion Henderson, Noah Ruggles, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, Thayer Mumford playing a different position that I think he will play in the NFL. Nicholas Petit-Frere playing a different position than what he played last season. We all saw how the offensive, when it went back to Mumford at left tackle, Petit-Frere at right tackle, things seem to flow a whole lot better and very smooth in this game. I love it. I like what we are seeing from the Buckeyes. I like what we're seeing from them on the field and from them off of the field as well. These awards being voted on by the media, a lot of them are people that vote for postseason awards. The Heisman, the Doak Walker, Maxwell Award, the Manning Award, which I mentioned a day ago. Also, the Joe Moore Award goes to the best offensive line in the country. The I think with the Outland Trophy, I believe, possibly goes to the best offensive lineman. There's so many awards in college football. I have them in my head at times. Playing the NCAA Football 14, they're on there all the time. But when it comes down to talking in front of this here microphone, sometimes your boy forgets exactly what the awards are for, which ones they go for. I'm excited for these players, excited for this award, excited for them to be honored in this way. But you know what I'm going to be looking forward to more very, very soon? Is seeing these same players along with the rest of their team back on the field, getting them back on the field for one more time, getting them to get that bad taste out of their mouth after losing to the team up north. You can never get over that bad taste, that sour taste, that aftertaste that's in your mouth after losing to the team up north. But what you can do, you can end the season with a bang and say, hey, the last game of that season was not a loss. Yes, it does not erase the loss that happened in Ann Arbor a couple weeks ago. Can't forget it. One thing you can do, you can build off of it. You can use this as motivation, just like making or missing this here list. It's an amazing time to be a Buckeye. I love this time of year. I can't wait to see all these gentlemen back on the field playing the football on New Year's Day. How does your favorite restaurant consistently make such delicious food? The short answer, they have access to the right kitchen tools. With Maiden's professional quality cookware and kitchenware, anyone is capable of making restaurant quality food at home. If you're serious about cooking, you should invest in your kitchen tools. Maiden's cookware and kitchenware products are used by thousands of the world's best chefs. Maiden produces professional quality cookware for those who love to cook. They source the finest materials and partner with renowned craftsmen to make premium kitchen tools available directly to you without the markup. Their cookware distributes heat evenly and can easily go from the stovetop to the oven. They have 40,000 plus five-star reviews, and their products are used by some of the world's best chefs at Michelin-starred restaurants around the world. Right now, Made In is offering our listeners 15% off your first order with promo code LOCKEDON. This is the best discount available anywhere online for Made In products. Go to madeincookware.com/lockedon and use promo code LOCKEDON for 15% off your first order. That's madeincookware.com/lockedon. Use promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline has you covered all season for more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and it's all one word to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you for tuning in to Locked On Buckeyes here on a Thursday, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. One more time, I want to thank every person out there for making Locked On Buckeyes their first listen of every single day. Locked On Buckeyes is the place to be to stay up to date on your Ohio State football and basketball teams. There are certain things you're told to do after a loss. There are certain things you are told not to do after a loss. Certain things to say, certain things not to say. A way to carry yourself, a way not to carry yourself. During a game, if you're down, and I've been there. I remember this one time I did play high school football for 4 years. I was playing high school football. And I'm saying all this to get to a point about something CJ Stroud said during a game, during the media availability time a day ago. Remember there was a time I was playing football and we were playing our rival, senior year. We were down 21 points. We were getting destroyed. I mean, just destroyed. We were not a good football team my senior year. I think our final record was 4-5, maybe 4-6, I think 4-5 regular season. And then we lost to our rival also in sectionals, first round of the tournament. It was overtime. It was a pass interference. The ref didn't call it. Teron Bibbs, pass interference on Eddie Irvin. Touchdown, Lawrence North Wildcats, game over. And my high school playing career, football career totally, was over. But my senior year, first game of the season, Terry Johnson was a player that was a three-year starter. Drew Hormert was a quarterback, played tight end his senior year, went from quarterback to tight end. And we're down. Terry makes a tackle fourth quarter, probably about 3-4 minutes left in the game. The game's under wraps. We're getting beat. And then Terry decides it was a tackle for loss, tackle in the backfield. I mean, it was something good that happened on the play, but you're down 21 points. You don't celebrate in this way. You don't do things like that. Why? There's a way you carry yourself when you're losing, when you're winning. And Terry Johnson decided that, hey, in this moment, I'm going to celebrate this individual achievement with this good tackle. Drew Hormert looked at Terry and said, Terry, looked at him, yelled at him, pointed to the scoreboard. That's all he said. He said, hey, Terry, looked at the scoreboard, pointed, and Terry was like, oh, man, I realized what I did. The same thing goes for the Ohio State Buckeyes. When you lose, there are certain things you don't say, certain things you don't respond to. Why? Because you lost. And we all saw how the Buckeyes looked against Michigan and have looked throughout portions of the season. Certain things you don't say. And C.J. Stroud was in the press conference. And I'm not going to comment on everything he said. I could nitpick and do all those things. I'm not going to do that. But C.J. Stroud made a comment about how he didn't view. And I'm going to try and pull up this exact quote. Here it is. He made a comment about the physicality of Ohio State, and I'm just going to read this quote to you and then let you decide what you think. Quote, I'm logged out of everything. I don't know what's going on, but y'all want to talk about physicality? I don't think there's any team more physical than us. Of course, in those games, I'm not in the trenches, so I really don't know. I'm not looking down there, but my guys did the best they could at the end of the day. Sometimes you fall short. Of course, you don't want it to be that game. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. You got to just get better from it. End quote. I have watched a lot of football. I'm also in my early 30s, early to mid-30s, depending on where you think 33 falls in the early to mid-30s category. I have seen good football, bad football. Many of you listening to this have played football. Your moms have watched you play football. Some of you might be older gentlemen that have watched football for a very long time. I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to view and to watch the football team play and to see that there is a level of physicality that they just lack. It's not just something that was exposed in the Michigan game. Throughout the season, we have seen this. They just lack a level of physicality. And so for someone to say, I'm logged out of everything. I'm logged out of everything. I don't know what's going on. But y'all want to talk about physicality. Not only was it possibly a question that came into media availability. I'm reading an article going over this stuff. it's also something that he probably saw on the social media, because for you to first say, I am logged out of everything, and then for him to come out and say something about physicality, knowing that a Michigan coach, now this is also something that Josh Gattis, Michigan coach, ended up coming out and saying, talking about the physicality level of Ohio State. So I'm sure those are rumblings in the locker room. But for you to say I'm logged out of everything, I'm not. I have seen things. Many of you have seen more than I have about the Ohio State football team and how they have played this season. That ain't it, buddy. Mm-mm. That ain't it. Even if the question is about that, this ain't the time for that type of talk. Or if it's you're going to respond, say we got to work on some things. No, I am not here for it. I'm not here at all. Y'all want to talk about physicality? I don't think there's any more physical team than us. Either our expectations are way too high or somebody is off in their analysis about what we have seen from this team this year. I'm not going to go in on the team. I'm trying to be nice. I just got done talking on a podcast about Quinn Ewers and said some things that I said here, said some other things there as well. The podcast will be out soon. I'll end up sharing that, retweeting that thing on Twitter when that thing does get released. Try to be nice. Very, very nice. But CJ Stroud used that B-U-T word. I'm going to use the same thing. But from what I've seen, there's a lack of physicality in the trenches on both sides of the ball. It wasn't just exposed against Michigan. It was there throughout portions of the season. But Michigan saw that thing and took full advantage of it. There are certain things you say after a loss. He also talked about the flu and how players battle the flu and how he battled with his voice. I'm sure these are all questions that were coming up in the media availability. Hey, man, some people have gotten the flu more often. I know the Buckeye players were battling the flu the week of the game, after the game. This is just stuff that happens with life. You got to battle illness and sickness if you decide to play. That is it. But there are things you say, things you don't say. And you got to possibly figure out how to dodge questions, because talking about the physicality and making that statement, buddy, that ain't it. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Locked On Buckeyes here on a Thursday. You can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can also send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. We are done. We're about to close up shop here on a Thursday. Be back. We will be back tomorrow to talk more Buckeye football and get you ready for Saturday's basketball game.